Vayter and Shasfer and Daf Yud Ches. Although we are hit Yud Ches, we're going to start on Yud Zayin and Yud Beis by the bottom of the page, three lines up from the bottom, just to bring us into the flow. Today's shir is Le'iloi Nishmas Mordechai Tzvi Ben Yitzchak Elimelech. The neshama should have in Aliyah. All right, so Zog the Heilige Heiligimar Amar Ma'ar. We had a statement that we brought up, and we're going jumping right back into it. Mitmanya Bey at Sof Moada, from the 8th of Nisan until the end of Pesach, Itosav Chagad Shvuaya de Lolamispat. The setup that we understood when Shavuos was going to be, because we said there's a machlokas between the Baitusim and between the Yidden that understood the Mesoira from Har Sinai, and that is to understand when is it that we go out and we have Shavuos. They said Sheva Shabbosos Temimos Tienu Admi Marchas Shabbos. They understood, the Baitusim understood that to mean that it's got to be on a Sunday after Shabbos. When we understand it means no, it doesn't have to be after a particular Shabbos. It can be any day. And we fought that out, and that fight took for a bunch of days, and finally they won it. They won that fight. So therefore, it became in Megillas Tainus these days, which you're now allowed to go ahead and be maspid during those days. Says the Gemara, Lameli ad sof moed. Why do you have to say until the end of Pesach? Lema ad moed, say until Pesach. Moed gufa yom tovu vaser. Pesach itself is a yontov, and therefore it's going to be also to go to be maspid because of the fact that virtue of the fact that it's yontov itself. So you don't need it because of the fact that it's Megillas Tainus. Amarav papa kid amarav. Just like Rav said, we saw the Gemara earlier. We saw it yesterday. Lo nitzchah. It's not necessary to say such a thing. Beep. Turn the page. Yud Ches Manav. Ela Lesser Yom Shalafanav. Hachanami Lo Nitzchei Ela Lesser Yom Shalacharav. Like we used previously the concept when we were discussing about and yesterday, an earlier statement, when discussing Rosh Chodesh Nisan being Aser as well, even though it's Rosh Chodesh, we said, El unless a Yom Shalafanav, to ask the day from before it as well, Hachanami Nitzcha, Hachanami Lo Nitzcha, El unless a Yom Shalachar. It's coming to be in order to Aser the day which is found after it. In other words, the day after as well falls into the category of something which is prohibited as well, the day after Pesach. So the Megillas Tainus days, it's going to be that we said, you know, to eulogize on, you know, I'll do it the day before, you know, the day after. Now, come on, says Gemara, who are we going like? Kirebi Yossi, Damar Bein Lefada, Bein Lechai Vassar. It's like Rav Yossi was of the opinion that the day before and the day after. Says Gemara, Yachi, if that's really true, that we know that the day before and the day after is going to be Usser because of this, then Be'esim V'tisha Nami, on the 29th also, that's talking about the 29th day of Adar, it should also be taken care of. Now we got to explain this, but let's first read it through. My area, the Havi Yoma de Mikme Yoma de Mitokum Tmida. Why is it that Megillas Tainus it says that it's going to be usher to go ahead and be maspid on this because it's the day before the day in which the Tumid was set up, and therefore that's the Megillas Tainus. And the day before also is going to be usher. The day after is going to be usher. Why do you have to bring that up altogether? Typically, the Havi Yoma de Busser Esimutmania Bay. Why did you say it's the day after the 28th of the month? The 28th of Adar was the day of Megillas Tainus. The 29th is the day after the fact. And if you say that we taina, that even the days before and the day after is something which you don't maspid, so why do you have to tell me that it's because it's the day before why do you have to tell me the 29th? If I know the 29th already, if which falls out, the Basar Esim Matmanya Bay. The Tanya, as we learned in Abraisa. What was this a special day? But the 28th, the day was because Besim Tvanya Ben, the 28th of the month of Adar, Acha Asas Besurta Tavsal Yuda, good Besura Tova came to the Jews, good news. The Lo Yidun Min Oraisa, and that is that they don't have to stop from steiging the Heilige Torah. There was a decree that what Shelo Rashi says, the Lo Yidun Shelo Yitzvichem Livatul Matamat Torah Shenigzar Alein Shelo Yaskav Torah. There was a Gezer on them; they shouldn't be Yosek Torah. Shepam Achas Nigzar Gezer Al Yisrael. There was a Gezer on them, shall ask him a Torah. For shall Yomul as Benayim, they can't do bris mila. For shechalu Shabbos, they should also break Shabbos. And me'asa Yehuda ben Shamua v'chaver. What did Yehuda ben Shamua and his friends do? Holchu v'natu eitzim imatru nisa. We saw this, by the way, in Daf Yud Tes in Rosh Hashanah. Holchu v'natu, they went to this very chashuv woman that was shekol gedolei Romi mitzuyin. So all the gedolim of Rome went to her. Amru lahen, she said to them, imdu v'havgiru b'lei labika havgana. Rashi said, sa'aku, scream out. Kach mitargamina b'tehillim koloshin shava. Like a hafkana, let him go scream. Right? They went out and they did it. They made this hafkana. Amr, they said, Isha Mayim, which means like for heaven's sake. Rashi says, Aha Hashem, the Kaddish Baruch Hu Tzolkim, Alosim Shagozer Alem, the Kriyan to crying to Hashem, and those that goes around them, Gezeris Kashus, and they were saying to them, Lefnei Kaddish Baruch Hu V'chila Alcheichem. It said like this, Lo Achim Anachnu, aren't we your brothers? Like spoken as if speaking to the ones that are persecuting them and giving them the decree. Aren't we your brothers? Lo B'nei Av Echad Anachnu, aren't we all from one brother over here? Aren't we coming from? Because the Romans, they come from also from Esav. So lo b'nei aim achasav anachnu, didn't we come from the same mother? Manish tanenu mikol uma v'loshen, why are we different than the other people in language? At them goes a malina gazera saros, they're giving us such harsh decrees. Ubitlam, and because they cried out, they ended up being mevatalit. That was on the 28th. And if it was the 28th, v'osa yom aso yom tov, they made a yom tov on it. And then you're not allowed to fast, you're not allowed to be maspid. Okay, so if you say you can't be fast to do maspid on that, so then the day after you can't do it either. If you go in according to Rav Yossi, then you can't do it the day after either. Why do you have to say there was Chodesh Nisan is also one that we know that the day before, 29th is also. If according to Rav Yossi, the 29th is the day after the 28th, and if it's the day after the 28th, also you're not allowed to go fast on it. Lo nitzcha ela l'chodesh me'obar. We need it for an Iber Chodesh. If there happens to be it's 30 days, then day 29 is not the day before Rosh Chodesh. Day 30 is, and if we don't say that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is a day in Megillas Tainis, then we're going to think on day 30, you're allowed to be masbid, and therefore we have to say the day before Rosh Chodesh also, which happens to also fall out to be sometimes the same as the day after the 28th. Rav Ashi says another answer. I feel the tame of the Chodesh Chaser, even doing the Chodesh Chaser, which it falls out that it's the 20th and 29th, and then the first, Kol Shalar Charev Betainis Aser Behes Aser Behesbid Mutter, because anything that is a day after Shtickle, that's going to be usher to be a tainis, but hesped would be mutter. So the 28th, the 29th following the 28th is usher betainis, but it's mutter in hesped. But it's the day before, it's going to be usher as well, and therefore it has to be the day before the other one. V'zeh hoil umutil bein shtei yomim tovim, but this day, the 29th, this is falling between two, Rosh Chodesh Nisan and the 20th of Adar, asu ki yom tov atzo made like yom of itself, v'afilu behesped nami usher, it's going to be usher even in hesped as well. From the 8th day of Nisan until the end of Pesach, they had set up and they were fighting, you know, to get clarity, to make sure the Bais Susim should understand when Shavuos is going to be. Why do I have to go and say from the 8th of Nisan? Let's say it's from the 9th of Nisan. Why? Because the 8th day, anyway, is going to be Aser. It's the day that they actually set up when they did the Karban Tamid. Like we said when we started today, as we said that from the 1st of Nisan until the 8th, they worked out when the Tamid was done. So the 8th is already included. Why are you saying that it's from the 8th until the Pesach? Say the 9th. Says the Gemara, came into Ilu Mikla Milsa Ubatline Leshiva Tamane Gufe Aser. As Rashi explains, if they'd have to some reason be mevato those 7 first days, Rashi says it's one unit. If you get rid of one of them, you're getting rid of all of them. For some reason, you had to declare fast. Tamani gufe aser. Still, the 8th one itself would remain that it's aser. Because it's the first one of the days that they fought to go and figure out when Shavuos is going to be. Says the Gemara, Hashadas is achi. Okay, now once you came up and that's your answer, if that's the route you want to take, then we can also say the Esther Matisha Nami, they could also put in Megillas Tainis, given to Ilu Mikla Milsa, because something was going to happen about Tlan Esther Matabani, unless you would get rid of the 28th. Then Esther Matisha Gufe Aser, the 29th itself would be Aser, the Havale Yoma Demikme Yoma Demiktokom Demida, because it ends up being the day which comes before the Karban Tamid, which is done on Rosh Chodesh HaNisan. Now, we saw in the Mishnah that the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Meir is more machir than Rabbi Yossi. The opposite. Rabbi Yossi is more machir than Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that when you said you're not allowed to be maspid on a particular day, it also can't be the day before either. But you can do it the day after. You can't do it the day before, but you can do it the day after. Rabbi Yossi says you can't do either one. And when it comes to the idea of fasting, Rabbi Meir says when you have to fast on a particular day, there's not a problem any isser before or after. Rabbi Yossi says that when you're not... The opposite. When you're not allowed to fast on a particular day, then Rabbi Meir says that there's no iser from the day before the day after, no rules or restrictions. But Rabbi Yossi says that you're not allowed to fast on the day before when you're not allowed to fast. So now we want to know, who does it go like? Itmar, Rabbi Chiya bar Asi, Amar Rav, Halacha Rabbi Yossi. More machmir, both days, before and after, when we're dealing with the idea of, when it deals with the concept of new hespedim, the day before and the day after. Shmuel Amar Halacha Rabbi Meir, goes according to Rabbi Meir, that it's going to be also the day before. So that's the Gemara, Amar Shmuel Achi, does Shmuel really say that? Does Shmuel really say that Halacha goes like Rabbi Meir, that it's only going to be the day before? V'atani, willing to the bite, sir, B'shem Gamli Alomer, U'matam Adlomer, Behon, Shtepa Amim. Why does it say in Megillas Tainus, when it talks about the idea, Behon, which means on them, the actual quote that we saw before in Daf Yud Zayin discussed, it says that Ilein Yomaya Delolis Anaa Behon Umiktsasan Delomispad Behon. Why did it say the idea twice? These are the days that they said you can fast on them, and some say you can't even do Hespedim on them. What is pshat that it says on twice? Lo melacha is coming to tell you shehein asurin, that they are asur lifneim ulacharei mutarin, but before them and after them are going to be mutter. That's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, which means more makel, right? V'atayin Rabbi Shimon Gamliel omer, that's what it means when it says bahon. V'omer Shmuel, halacha Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, halacha Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, which means it's even more makel than is Rabbi Meir. So how could you say that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Meir? Zok the Gemara. Meikara savar kevin delekatana de makel Rabbi Meir. First he thought, he said, since there's no tana that's more makel than Rabbi Meir, he says, amar halacha Rabbi Meir. Cave in the Shamil of Shimon and the Mekel Tfei. Once you heard about Rabbi Shimon, who's even more Mekel, therefore he says, Amar Lachik Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. He says, Lachik goes like him. Now we have another machlokas. Vachain Amar Bali, Amar Rabbi Chia Abar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. And so said these people, Halachik Rabbi Yossi, the Lachik goes like Rabbi Yossi, which is the most machmir. Amar Rabbi Chia Labali, Rabbi Chia says to Bali, Asbar Lach, he says, I'm going to explain to you Pshat. Let me kind of break it down. Ki Amar Rabbi Yochanan Halacha Rabbi Yossi. When did he say the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi? Adelolis ana. That's only when it's talking about the days and it said you're not allowed to fast. Only in the fast days does he hold like him, that comes out and says that the day before is also going to be problematic, but not the day after. But in reference to Hesped, he doesn't hold like him. Rather, he holds like Rabbi Meir, which says it's only going to be the day before. So both Tainus and Hesped, according to him, is only going to be Usher the day before. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say such an idea? Halacha goes like Rabbi Yossi when it talks about fasting. From Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha k'stam mishnah. Halacha goes like a stam mishnah. Stam mishnah is Rabbi Meir. Utananim, we learn to the mishnah, afa b'sha'armu magdimim v'lo ma'achrin, even though we say to do it earlier and not make it later. This is talking about Megillas Esther, reading Megillas Esther, that we do it earlier. We if there's a time when we go, we bring it earlier, but we don't go ahead and we don't make it, that we eat it after the Zman. Beep, turn the page. Mutarin behesped vitainis. This is the Gemara in Megillah. It talks about Megillah Nikras, B'yodal, F'yodbeis, Yogimel, Yodal, Tesvav. There are times when you bring it earlier, but even though you bring it earlier, we know that you're not allowed to go ahead and you're not allowed to be fasting and saying Hespedim on Purim, but it is mutter to do fasting and Hespedim if we bring it earlier. Now, Amos, when is this true? When do we say such an idea that you're allowed to go ahead and be Masped, you're allowed to fast? When you go and we bring the Megillah earlier, if you're talking about it's 15 people, in other words, the people that normally read on the 15th of Adar, and they ended up reading on the 14th, and you want to say that they're allowed to go ahead, and they're allowed to do Hesped and Tainus on the 14th, Umishari, is that really true? V'aksiv Megillas Tainus, Yomar Basar Bo V'Yom Chamishasar Bo. The 14th of Adar and the 15th of Adar, Yom Pirai Inun, or days of Purim, Delul Mitzvah Rohon, you're not allowed to eulogize, you're not allowed to have a spade them. V'Amar Rav, and Rav said, Lo Nitzcha Ela Lesar et Shelzeh Bazeh V'Shelzeh Bazeh. The only reason why it goes and brings this down is it's coming to teach you that they're usher for each on the other one's day. 14th people aren't allowed to fast or eulogize even on the 15th, and 15th people aren't allowed to do it even on the 14th. So clearly it can't be talking about 15th people that are doing it on the 14th that say you're allowed to do it over there because you're not allowed to. V'ela b'nei arbeisar v'kakari libit leisar. We must be talking about people that are 14-day people, you know, they read on the 14th, And again, this is all stuff, again, I didn't say it, but this is all going to come up in the very first Mishnah and Megillah coming soon. But we know that over there is discussion that some people on the 14th, some people on the 15th. So we're talking about over here that people that are doing it on the 14th, that maybe they end up doing it on the 13th. So we must be talking about a case of what? I must be talking about the 14th people day, and they went ahead and what did they do? And they are now doing it on the 13th day. And on the 13th day, on Yud Gimel, they're allowed to go ahead and they're allowed to say Hespedim, and they're allowed to... Hespedim, and to fast, even though it's on the 13th. And they read the Megillah, on that day. So Zimara, no, it can't be. You know why? Because Yom Nikanar Hu. That is Yom Nikanar. Rashi says, L'kaman of Farts is going to explain, V'atzer behesped u'betainus. That day is Atzer behesped u'betainus. V'el b'nei arbe sarvek akari l'betresai. Maybe we're talking about a case of when it's the 14th day, people not living in Shushan, right, but living in walled cities in the time of Yoshua ben Nun. And maybe that it's talking about those people, and they're reading it on the 12th for some reason. They end up reading on the 12th. Again, the Mishnah Megillah gives the breakdown as per why that would ever work out to be. And they're reading on the 12th, and maybe that's going to be that it's mutter to have a hesped, and it's mutter betainus also. Says Gemara, no, can't be. You know why? Because Yom Tiryonus, who? That is a day of Tiryonus, and like Rashi says, also, Besamach Mavarsha, we're going to explain exactly what that means. But again, it's another Megillah thing in Megillah's Tainus, which is also to do a hesped or a Tainus. Ela lav de kakari le bechadesar. Must be talking about a case of when it's on the 11th. Zikatani, nonetheless, what does it say? Mutter behesped of a tainus. It's mutter to do tainus and hesped on those days. Now, there was a nice long shtick of Torah to basically point out that what do you see at the end of the day? That this Mishnah says you're allowed to go and fast on the day before one of these days of Megillah's Tainus, which is fast, which you're not allowed to go in, you're allowed to fast, which goes according to Rabbi Meir. So how do we say before that? Yochanan goes according to the Stam Mishnah, and then he says it goes according to Rabbi Yossi, that it's going to be usher before any of these fasts. Says Gemara, lo. Well, that's not what we're talking about here. Who says? We're talking about that this is on the 11th. B'nei Arbasar. The Kakar Le Betresar. Really, we go back to the case when it's the 14th people that are reading it on the Betresar on the 12th. Aye, but then you asked Akasha, and you said, Amrit Yom Tiryonus, but it's a day of Tiryonus. Yom Tiryonus, Gufe Batuli Batlu. That day was Mivutal, it was knocked off. Hol Venergu Bo Shmaev Achia Achiv. These were two great people, Rashi says. Chasidim, hayu, v'lo perish mehem, da'oso sha'ochlu ha'iru ido, hayu v'lo shame. So we don't exactly know who they were, but these were great people, and a terrible thing happened. Yehoda Rav Nachman gazet anisa betresar, like we find in the story we're going to say right now, the Rav Nachman set up that there was a fast day on the 12th. Amulei Rabban said to him, Yom Tiryonisu, it's a day of Tiryonis, so you can't go and make it a fast day if it's the 12th. Amalu, he said back to me, Yom Tiryonis, Gufi Batali Batlu, it was already Mivutal. A whole Venera Gubo, Shmaya Vachyachi, because these two people died. Nonetheless, still, V'tipiklei Dehavale Yom Shilofni Nikonar, why don't we say that it should be the fasting on the 12th of Adar is also going to be us according to Yossi. You know why? Dehavale Yom Shilofni Nikonar, because the day before Nikanar, which is the 13th, and that wasn't knocked off. Amar Vashiva says, Hashta iu gufi batua. Now the Chum came along and they got rid of this Tiryonus shtickle. Mishum yom Nikanar. Nekum nigzar. What are we going to go ahead? We're going to set up. We're going to be gozer. That's going to be an usher of fasting because the day before the day of Nikanar doesn't make any sense. The day itself gets knocked off, so the status of it being the day before another holiday is not going to be more chamor than the actual day itself, therefore it gets knocked off entirely. Now, what in the world were these two things? Nikanor, Tiryonis, what are these? My Nikanor, my Tiryonis. What is the? What are these things? The Tanya, you learned that by saying, Nikanor echad mi ifrache yivanim haya. Nikanor, he was a chashev, a Greek guy. I says if he is duchus, he was like one of these head dudes. Every single day he would go and wave his hands by Yehuda in Yerushalayim, and he would say, "Va'omer, emasai tipol biyadi ve'ermesena. When is it going to fall to my hand, and I'm going to go and I'm going to crush it? I'm going to come over it."
Now, ukishegavu malchus beis chashmonayim v'nitzchom, when the beit chashmonayim, when they came over and they beat the Yavanim, oh, the little blender strikes again. Chanukah, kitzitzu b'honus yadav v'raglav, they went out and they cut off his thumbs and his big toes. Utolim b'shari Yerushalayim, they hung him up at the gates of Yerushalayim v'amru, and they said, Pesh, shahayim adaber begaivav yodayim, shahayim nifos Yerushalayim, the hands, the mouth that would go and speak with gaiva, and the hands used to go ahead and wave over Yerushalayim, tiasabahem nekama, that we're going to have revenge against them. This was on Yud Gimel Adar, and therefore they said, you can't fast, you can't give a spadim. My Tiryamis, what's the case of Tiryamis? Ayamru. There were two pretty holy Yidden. One was called Lulinus, and the other one was Lulianus, and one was called Papus. And they came along, and what happened was, it was a terrible thing that happened, that the daughter of the emperor was killed, and the Yidden were accused of doing it. So what happened was, they were all going to die, so they came and they stepped forward, Lulinus and Papus. They said, oh, we were the ones who actually did it, so, you know, just take us over instead of somebody else. So what happened? The king came along to Yonas and he had them killed. Amar Lahem. So, Kishabikish Yonas, how was Lulinus and Papus, Achiv, Beluk, Beludekia, when he killed them, when he wanted to kill them both in this place, Lukdekia, Amar Lahem, he said to them, Im me amush l'chanani mishol v'ezaryatem, if you're from these three big people, you know, chanani mishol v'ezarya, yovel l'lokichem v'yatzil l'schem yodi, let it come that your God is going to come and save you from my hand. Kederach shehitzil l'schanani mishol v'ezarya, medin v'chadnetzar. Just like he saved them from Nebuchadnezzar. But Nebuchadnezzar took Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah. They didn't do it with Azariah. They're thrown into the fire and they survived. So he said, well, if you're really so great, so let your God go and save you. Amr Lillah, said back to him, Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, Tzadikim, Gemumari. They were very holy. And it was fit for them to nace to happen. Nebuchadnezzar, Mel Hagunoya. Nebuchadnezzar was a proper king. And it was Roy, it's fitting for a miracle to happen through him. Also Russia, but that Russia, referring to himself, this person that's talking to them, head you to, he says, you too, you're just a simple person. In a royalist, it's not, it doesn't make sense for Shem to do a miracle through you. We should be destroyed in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We did things that we should get knocked out. Rashi says that they did certain averos. Al chet chayve misos. Basin, they did things that they should actually be dying. Chayv emisas, ve'ena torgenu, and if im ena torgenu, if you don't kill us, then harbi horgenu yishlom lamakom. Because there's many people that can kill us, many ways. Harbi dubim barios yishlom lamakom ba'olamu. There are many bears and there are many lions in the world that Hashem can go and take out of us. She can take us out. Shepogin banu v'horgenu sonu can come and nail us and can kill us. Ela lo mesira kodesh baruch hu biyadcha, but Hashem, he didn't place us in your hand. The reason he gave it to us in order for us to be able to go ahead and be taken out by you. And then there'd be a payback on you because of the way that you treated us. Even though they came and they spoke about such an idea of what's going to happen to them if they kill them, if you kill us, and then there's going to be, you know, the Kama coming against you, he killed them immediately. Amr, they said, Lo zozo misham, they didn't move from there. Until there were these chashuv people coming from Rome. Rashi says, Shnei Sarim, two very high officials. And they came, Upatsu as Mocho Begizrin. They cracked open his head with sticks. And they ended up making it that this is a day camp, fast and say eulogies on. Unfortunately, they ended up losing it because other people ended up dying on it. Now, up to the next part of the Mishnah, the last part, Engos and Tainus al Tzibur Betchila B'Chamishi. You never started only on Chamishi on Thursday. Engos and Tainus B'Rosh Chadashim. So we don't go and start Tosh Tekutoy on Thursday, and we don't do it on Rosh Chodesh, right? Or Chanukah, or on Purim. Once you start it up, you don't stop it. If you start, you don't stop. V'kama haviyat chala, what's considered that you started it, that there was a whole set, some sort of beginning, that we don't go ahead and we don't break it. If, let's say, Rosh Chodesh comes out on it, or Chanukah comes out, or Purim comes out, again, Lo Blender Strikes again, Rav Acha Amar, Shalosh, it's got to be three. Once you hit three, so then that's enough. It's a Monday, a Thursday, a Monday, then if it's the next Monday, he's going to fall out. It's going to be one of those things, you still going fast. I'm sorry, next Thursday. Rav Asi Amar, Achas, there's no, even one of them, you don't need a whole set, you just need one to go into pass, that's enough to be able to break it now and now do it on one of these other days. I'm Rabbi Yudam Rav, Zu de Rabbi Meir, Sha'amar Mishom Rabbi Gamliel, Aval Chacham, that's who that is. Chacham, they say, Besana Mashlim, they go ahead and they finish off the fast. Because the previous one, they said what? That they go on the fast, but they stop. They don't finish off the fast itself. Aval Chacham, they said, Besana Mashlim, he goes to the fast, and he finishes off the fast. As Rashi says, Archa Sheikha until it becomes dark. Darsh Marzutra Mishmeda of Huna, Halacha, Misane Umashlim. The halacha is that you go ahead and you fast and you finish the fast, like we just said, the Chachamim come and say. Hadron Allah say the tiniest Ketzad. You know, as I made when we said if we're going to come back to it, so let's do it. Tes Vav says the Mishnah, right in the beginning of the parak. That say the tiniest Ketzad. What say the tiniest? What's seen as the table of the Chovash year? They go bring out the Aron Kodesh of the Chovash year. Now that we did that, we ought to design. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. Be'ez Hashem is Burach. Start up at the beginning of the third parak next time. I want to wish all y'all, in the meantime, a great, great day.